1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Israeli forces still in Gaza's largest hospital in a raid that started several hours ago looking for Hamas fighters. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I can confirm for you that we have information that Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad use some hospitals in the Gaza Strip, including Al-Shifa, and tunnels underneath them to conceal and to support their military operations and to hold hostages.
A senior Israeli source says progress has been made toward a deal that could free some of the 239 Israeli hostages in Gaza. President Biden has a big meeting planned for later today with Chinese President Xi Jinping. They'll use their face-to-face at the Asian-Pacific Summit in San Francisco to discuss stabilizing U.S.-China relations, human rights, and trade, according to the White House. This is ABC News. A Wisconsin woman who used eye drops to kill her friend, Jesse Krzyzewski, put a lethal dose of eye drops in Lynn Hernan's water bottle 5 years ago. Anthony Paza knew Hernan his entire life.
Hopefully move forward from this and have a real celebration of life. We never really got to lay her to rest, so that'll be what we try to do next.
One person's under arrest after a man plowed a car straight through the doors of a mall food court in Pueblo, Colorado.
This is the sound of Pueblo police pulling the suspect out of his car after he allegedly drove right into the Pueblo Mall. It was recorded by Rita Mays. Police tell ABC News they received an active shooter call, and when they arrived at the mall, the suspect took off and slammed into it. There was no active shooter. He claimed he had explosives in his car. The Metro Police Bomb Squad had to be called out. The mall was evacuated and is now closed. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze Car clips right on your vent. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Family Field Bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he said he'll sign it. It spends more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field. The amended bill passed the state Senate Tuesday morning and then the Assembly late in the afternoon. The amended bill asks more of the Brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-Brewer events at the stadium. Expect slow going if you're traveling home for Thanksgiving. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. Expect delays up to 80% longer than normal. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers getting charged up for L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a tough loss in Pittsburgh, the Packers are back in Green Bay this Sunday to host the Los Angeles Chargers. Kickoff set for noon. Baseball, the Brewers making a trade, sending two minor leaguers to the Philadelphia Phillies for infielder and slugger Oliver Dunn. NBA, the Bucks in Toronto tonight to face the Raptors. Giannis Antetokounmpo says the players' relationship with their new and first-time head coach, Adrian Griffin, is more like a partnership.
For 10 games right now, with all the expectations that we have as a team, all of a sudden, you know, everybody cares about the Milwaukee Bucks. Going out there, try to win games. And I know, like, coach is getting better each game. We are trying to get better each game. But at the end of the day, as I said, this is a partnership. You know, I don't think in every team in the NBA that's the case. But for sure here, Griff is definitely has been a partnership with everybody, not just me, with every single player.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 61 today under clear skies. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows around 39. Highs level off around 64 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. Coming your way at 97.9 WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh, and soon to be on
WZBU in Appleton.
Nice. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration, family-owned since 2008, commercial and residential restoration. They will be there in an hour or less if you have problems. They'll not only help with your current sewer backup, sump pump failure, or water damage, they'll help prevent future problems, such as mold as well. Fire damage, all sorts of things. They'll help secure your building or home to prevent more damage. They provide full restoration services from board up to rebuilding. They will first secure your property by boarding up and covering all openings and tarp the roof structure if needed. They will then work with your insurance adjuster to start the process of cleaning up and rebuilding your property. Midwest Restoration has heart and understands the tough circumstances you are in. They will go above and beyond. They are committed to your needs. They're professionals that are fully trained, dedicated to helping people when they need it most. Give them a call if you've got a problem. 920-MIDWEST. 920-MIDWEST, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Exactly the same as our next guest, Dr. Kristen Lively. And we're going to give out her number, so if you've got an issue, you can give her a call anytime, day or night. Hi, doctor.
Hi. Oh,
nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Hey, Kim, you know what the difference is between you, me, and the doctor? I mean,
well,
one of them. Well,
a lot of them. There's a lot of differences. The one she's good looking.
The one that
she's
just
smart.
Okay.
She's wealthy.
Okay.
What else?
She's tall.
Tall.
Then also, she just when she was talking about, she thought the Denmark thing sounded so cool.
Oh yeah.
You know, she goes, I might take a bike ride there. Yeah, I said, oh, you got to drive a motorcycle? Yeah. No, pedal. I mean, it's like 20 miles.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
That's why she looks like she does, though, John.
We look like we do.
We are trying to get. We're at 120 steps.
Oh, yeah. I figured out my thing. It's like,
we just got our apps yesterday.
Yeah.
Doctor, they are threatening us with putting us on video.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people, when they listen, they want to have a video. I don't know. But anyway,
we're
Johnny
it.
And I, we've been fighting it because you see the scale in the corner. We're not there yet.
You're
so
doing it, though.
Our plant-based diet
I was going to say, you've got the plant-based diet, you've got the scale, now you've got the steps.
I've lost like 8 pounds since we started doing this show, though.
Ooh, that's where I got it.
I'm down to 228.
Transfer.
Jim, you
and it
found
was like 236.
I found it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's that time of year.
Yeah, sure. That's excuse me.
Do you bike a lot?
I do. I love biking.
Okay.
No.
We have the biking around here is fabulous.
It really
Green
is.
Bay
it
has
is.
An amazing biking culture.
I used to take it's that good. Trail when I lived in Ledgeview. I'd take that trail all the way to, I think it was Wrightstown.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? And that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, it loved goes that. Even further.
You know what though? I got a physical problem. You're a doctor. I could talk to you about this, right?
Oh, geez.
Okay. Is this about your prostate?
Yeah.
No. But where did that come from? Right?
Yeah.
So John, I told her.
Jim wants to talk about his prostate.
No, I'm good.
Wow.
I'm good.
So I got really big thighs.
Oh.
And my problem is when I love bike riding too, but I get like chafe. So where can I buy like biker shorts or something like that? Those real tight biker
shorts.
She's
a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Right, she's an athlete. Right, she's a biker.
Broken Spoke. Broken Spoke carries them. Yeah, okay. Pete's on the other side of the river. Pete's. They've got them.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're both right out. You can see both of them from
the
window.
So I actually went to like a Shields and Dick's and those kind of places.
No.
They didn't have them.
No, no. These guys, see, the beauty of a place like Broken Spoke or Pete's Garage is locally owned customer service. These guys, and if they don't have it, they'll find it.
Hey, you know what I
said?
And
they'll even refer you to somebody else who...
You and me, you know what we're doing this winter?
We're
getting those balloon tire bikes.
Oh, I have one.
You've got one?
Yeah, with the super fatties?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. I had a story on them one time.
Right, that bike ride at night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's so cool. I want to get one of those.
Yeah.
They're so much fun. And the cool thing about it is you can ride them year-round.
I know.
You can put spikes on your pedals or on your wheels even, and you can ride on snow.
Okay, this winter, can you and I go fat tire bike riding?
Yeah, let's do it.
Don't bring Craig, though. Okay, because we'd have to wait up for him, I think. Don't you?
He's not listening right now.
Oh, he's not?
He's deer hunting.
Oh!
Yeah.
He's up in Michigan.
He is.
All right. Does he deer hunt in Michigan?
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay.
Well, that's good then, Todd. For Christmas, for John, we can, for if he's going to get one of those fat tire bikes, we can buy him a little bell.
I was going to buy him a basket with the plastic flowers.
Oh, my God. So he doesn't have to transfer.
Okay, I took so much crap on my old shows because I had a basket on my bike when I was a kid.
Aww.
The reason I had a basket, listen to
me. Did it have flowers on it?
No, it was because you know what?
Is it in the back or the front?
No, it's because I was an athlete and I was an outdoorsman. Oh, that's why I had
athletes,
a basket.
Yeah, that was a thing. Yeah, sure. A lot of athletes had baskets on their
bikes. Where else would you carry a basketball?
John, no athletes had
baskets.
Where
else would you carry a fishing basket?
Some people use backpacks.
Backpack.
I didn't have a backpack. They didn't have backpacks when I was a kid. where else would I carry the fish I caught? Where would I carry them, Jim? Nowhere.
I don't.
That's why I had a basket. Because I was an athlete and I was an outdoorsman. I also had a speedometer and I had a light.
Why are you so sensitive about
that? He is because he's trying to tell those kids that took his lunch money they shouldn't have taken it. Because he's justifying it now at 60.
I had a basket, I had a light, and I had a speedometer.
All right. That's
so there.
Did you have a bell?
I did not have a bell.
Okay.
You know, bells are required in some places. Like if you ride in Canada, you've got to have a bell.
And some trails, too, for passing. I
think it's a good idea.
So do I.
And a lot of people headphones on, so they're not listening.
Yeah.
So but you can shout at them because, you know, you surprise them when you go past them.
For the record, we had someone make a large donation of bells, and we gave them away at City Hall as a safety measure.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I would love to have had a bell on mine. What?
When you were a teenager?
Bell on whatever. Your
yeah, maybe I was. Okay. That would have been great.
In
John,
my
I wish
era,
I would have known
excuse
you.
The language here, but in my era, chicks dug that.
Oh.
Just saying.
Ka-chow.
All right, thank you.
Wow. Hey, Doc. So John,
I like that.
John's talking about, you know, getting up to 200 steps a day, and we put these apps on our phone. But I want to tell you, you know what? So this plant-based diet really hasn't taken off, and I don't, for a lot of reasons. And I've tried everything, but you know what I think? And I want to get your comment on this. You're a doctor. I think I might get into yoga.
By the way, I did 1,600 yesterday.
Did John, you? Settle 16? Down. We're talking about yoga now.
Okay, tell me, Doc.
Yes, you should do it.
Okay.
Can you lose weight by yoga, though?
Well, here's the thing. So we all feel like we have to do this Jane Fonda-level aerobics to lose weight.
Although it turns out she was, like, anorexic, and that's how she lost all the weight.
Right. And aerobics are important. Like, you've got to get your heart pumping. But strength, especially for people who are over 40, strength is really important. And yoga increases your strength and flexibility, so it helps us age better.
I will say this. A good friend of mine, Todd Kowalczyk, used to be the head basketball coach at Green Bay. Now he's head coach at Toledo. I mean, he's always tall, you know, kind of a thinner guy. He does it like every day. He says it's almost like changed his life doing yoga. And he's the last guy. I mean, he and I used to go out every night and drink, you know, 6 Budweisers or whatever. He said yoga has like literally changed his life.
Craig does yoga.
Does he really?
Yeah, my big burly police officer boyfriend does yoga.
Yeah, I got a couple friends in. What? Tell me about hot yoga.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of hot yoga.
No,
because I get, you know, hot.
What is it? Is it just a hot room, basically?
Yeah, and you're dripping and like sweat is dripping into your eyes.
The guy who does my lawn care does hot yoga. He says he loves it.
Well, maybe you would love it too. It's worth a shot. And you have to give it like 30 days because the first couple of times you might not feel great. Like, I didn't love yoga the first few times I did it.
I think
my lawn boy goes hot yoga.
He was telling me that.
While he was like, putting up my six Christmas trees.
That guy's in good shape. And I'm like, dude.
Milton loves him.
I just, he does hot yoga. And like, he's a bigger guy. You know, just, and he does it like a lot, like four times a week. I mean, he's there a lot.
Yeah.
So I think I might try that.
Do you do it? Do you do yoga?
A lot, yeah.
Okay.
And it's good for your mind and energy, though, too, right? I mean, it's kind of downtime.
That's what Todd said.
At the end, and you get to just lay there.
Of being, you know, and coaching and all that stuff, all that stress, it helps get rid of it, right?
Yeah. And at the end, at the beginning, you choose an intention. You know, you think about what's important in my day. Is it about bolstering my confidence? Is it about relaxation? And then at the end, you get to just lay there for like 5 minutes and just try not to think of anything.
Right. I don't know that I like yoga, though. When I travel to see my kids, I tell them I want to live their life. Like when my dad would come and travel and visit me, I'd have to bring like Green Bay to him. Whereas when I travel with my kids, I'm like, I want to live your life when you're here. What do you do? And they took me to yoga a couple times. And I don't know that I really liked it. I know it's baby pose or whatever.
Child's
pose. And I couldn't wait for the end where you just lay on your back. That's hard. I mean, yoga's not, it doesn't look like it's hard, but it is. Yeah. I'm not sure I'm going to get into it, but I think I might try it.
You got to give it 30 days.
Really? Okay, now that's good advice.
And at the end, with anything you're trying to adopt, at the end of 30 days, you're either going to love it or hate it. It either becomes part of your schedule or you say, I did that and I gave it a good shot.
But some people do almost get addicted to it, don't they?
I'm addicted to it.
Okay, that's what I mean. Everybody's tried jogging. Not many people get addicted to jogging, you know? But something like this, for some reason, I mean, when I know guys who have never done something like that and they say, I can't miss yoga class, it's like,
Because you feel better.
Yeah.
My body is like, when I don't do it for a few days, my body is like, oh, I need yoga now. Like, it really makes me feel better.
I feel like that every day.
For vodka? For what, John?
Wow. We've got a doctor here, okay, Jim?
We do. Okay. I just want to say, that's called something when you get addicted health-wise. And I want to say that I had a very small phase in my life where I got addicted to running. Uh-huh. I'm not kidding. I used to really look forward to it and chill.
You did marathons and stuff,
yeah,
right?
But but once it's gone, it's kind of gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hoping yoga is that. Because I know I have an addictive personality. I mean, I have a lot of history on that. But, I'm hoping that happens with yoga. So I'm going to try it. And I think it's unlimited for 30 days. So you think I should buy that package?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or go with someone who you trust. Like, we should bring Jen in from GenStar. She'd love to do it. Look at the space. She would love to do it with us in here.
Let's do it. She did it on the city deck when I was mayor. We built the city deck and we had yoga on the deck.
You were mayor?
same guy that gave out the bells.
16-0.
10.
I'm sorry, 10-0.
16 years.
Yeah.
But she did yoga on the deck.
Yeah.
GenStar, right?
GenStar. Yeah. She does lots of, she does yoga at a brewery. She does yoga over at Badger State.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna call her today, Jen. If you're listening, I'm calling you today. I want to get.
And let's do an actual session of yoga on the show, Jim, with you.
Should we wait till the cameras are installed?
Yeah, let's do video.
We're waiting till the cameras are installed.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I think we'll try this first. But you're here. You're a medical doctor, but yoga, you're advising that.
It's all part of it. Yeah.
That's cool. We're in, Johnny.
Todd played this song just for you.
John, I'll buy your membership. Do it with
mine.
Yeah, for yoga.
I'm in.
Let's go.
Mine on the Mirror with Dr. Kristen. Back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit BugTussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS with Dr. Kristen. It's Ask the Doctor. If anybody wants to text us and ask any medical questions, Dr. Kristen will answer them for you. Dodd, how do they text us?
Just download the Civic Media app and make sure and choose either WISS or WGBW as your home station. Lower right-hand corner is the text button. Send them in, and we'll see if she can answer.
All right, there we go. Well, doctor, I mean, you're an athlete. That's no question. You're an athlete.
I don't know if I'd call myself an athlete.
Well, I mean, if you're going to bike 40 miles today, 20 miles there, 20 miles. I would call it. Would you call that an athlete? 40 miles today just to,
just a little.
I'd call it that. So you can burn off the holiday stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the rest of us, if we're not at that level, what are some of the red flags you see? Because, you know, I will say this. I don't know if it's just a popular thing that the media is just latching onto it. But they're talking so much more now about age and the amount of calories you eat. I read one thing where it's borderline. What's the not the starvation diet, but a little bit fasting type thing where they did the big experiment with like mice or something. And the ones that ate the least lived the longest, and they're talking to bring some of those. What about those things as far as just your basic that people, and the thing is, people are eating a lot more than they need to eat to survive, and it's actually possibly shortening their lives. At least that's what this article said. Do you agree with that?
It's not possibly shortening their lives. It is absolutely shortening our lives. If you look at the CDC has published these maps that shown the prevalence of obesity in this country over the past 20 years, and it's remarkable. Over, I would say nearly half at this point of people are technically obese by BMI standards. I mean, that means that your body mass index, which is your ratio of your height to your weight, is greater than 30.
Mine's 30.
Yeah, so you're right
Mine's
there.
Exactly 30.
You're right there on the brink.
Yeah.
John's got to get taller.
Or that. But that's the thing, you know, in your mind, you think of somebody obese and you think of, you know, well, that guy. But
no, it's most of us.
It's scary almost. And the health effects of being in that level, isn't it?
Well, and look at how our society is set up to do that. I mean, you go to a restaurant, you don't get like a little portion of food. You get a ton of food. And then, you know, you feel compelled to eat it because you bought it.
But that's a Wisconsin thing too, I think, isn't it? Because I remember one time when one of the Packer coaches came here and I was talking to his wife, hey, did you go to the social? Yeah, but do you people realize how much food you get up here?
Right.
We don't need it. That's what she said. Do you really need that much food? But that's just our way of life here, isn't it?
Well, and we're not the most obese state, but also remember, we're big drinkers. Yeah. And that is a lot of empty calories, and those calories turn into fat if we don't use them.
So that map you're talking about, I've been at the mayor's conference, and they do the overlay, mm-hmm. how brown is obese and blue, and you know, and it's amazing how this country, and it's not just Wisconsin. I mean, Texas, Houston, I think was
it's
one of the
whole
most
country.
Obese places. Everybody thinks, oh, people in the South are healthier because the weather's nicer. It's the whole country.
Oh, no, people in the South are not healthier. No, Mississippi, I think, is the worst.
Yeah. I tell you what, the worst city, or it was a couple of years ago, was Houston. Mm. You know what I mean?
I just want to say, my son, who just got back from Europe, Prague, he said, you know, he loves the food over there, the whole thing. But he said, you'd be surprised at how much smaller the portions are in restaurants.
Mm-hmm. That And they walk more.
Yes, absolutely.
You go to Italy, which, you know, they're good looking anyway, but then they're healthy.
Thank you very much. How you doing? You need a new lawn boy? I don't do the hot yoga, but, you know, I got a sauna.
Not yet, oh, you don't.
Yeah, not yet.
I just, exactly. But you walk everywhere. It's scooters and walking. And I don't want to blame an individual, though it is their choice, but the environment here is tough to manage. And with portions, and the reason I wanted you to comment on this is the holidays are coming up, and there's in everyone, but you know, we're going to go to a lot of parties, and people who have parties eat, and it's just it's a tough time to manage.
Is Dr. Kristen invited to your Christmas party?
Yeah, I haven't gotten my invitation yet.
Advice though for the holidays coming up.
See how he dodged that question. Dodged out.
I think they call that, in political terms, that's called a pivot.
No, we all are going to be in situations where there's tons of food, there's candy that we may want but may not need, may not even be hungry for, but you're looking at the candy and you're like, it's holidays, I can do that.
You know,
just say
I actually
no.
thought that last night. Christy got me some food from here, okay? So, and it was like really good stuff. And it's like I wasn't even hungry, but I was going to the fridge. Because it was just good.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that to myself. It's like, why are you eating if you're not hungry? Uh-huh. And it's like, I've done that all my life. I'm sure everybody does, but it is ingrained with us here. You just eat, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
What about that shot? It's $1,000 a month. I'm looking at that.
Yeah.
Is that
what kind of a shot?
It just got approved, right?
Like the semaglutide.
Yeah.
Yeah. So initially it was just for people with diabetes, but then they were finding that these people were losing weight like crazy, and then people just started using it to lose weight.
I've never heard of this.
And it just
semaglutide.
But it insurance doesn't cover that because that's probably under the cosmetic thing, or do they?
It does for people with diabetes, but just recently the FDA did approve it for weight loss under a different name.
Right.
So I would assume insurance is going to start to cover it for people who need weight loss.
Can you write a script for the two of us?
That would be three of us. Yeah.
Three of us, sorry, Todd.
But it's not a free ride, though. I mean, it's not like you just take the shot and suddenly these pounds just melt off. You don't feel great. It tends to make people feel nauseated. It tends to make people, in some cases, anorexic, where they don't want to eat at all. And that's not healthy either.
No.
So if you choose to go this route, which is very reasonable, and it may be worth a shot for some of us, then you have to be really thoughtful about when you do make your food selections, what are you eating? Are you choosing healthy foods? You have to really retrain the way that you eat.
What does it do? Does it get your metabolism going more, or does it?
It makes you not hungry. It makes you not want food.
That's what it is. And that has been around, but you're right. The FDA just, like last week or this week.
I would literally love to try this.
Well, I just didn't know if there was, you know, before they like do that, what is it called? Bio, when they make your stomach smaller?
Oh, yeah.
That takes a lot of psychological
testing. The surgery.
That's a big process. What I was asking you is, and if you don't know, find out, but what is the process to getting that, and what's the doctor going to look for? But if it's obesity,
we're in.
Well, it's obesity. Or,
yes, I am.
Or it's overweight with comorbid conditions like diabetes or heart disease, some other
high
chronic
blood pressure?
Disease. It could be, sure.
Yeah, I don't think.
But I mean, you've already met the obesity category.
Right, right.
I just said, if I need a tiebreaker, I got high blood pressure too.
But do you know if that's something that's, it's one of those like a cortisone thing? Is that the rest of your life, or is that just temporary and then you're good?
We're talking about the shot, right?
Yes.
It's for the rest of your life. That's the downside. As soon as you stop doing it,
I don't like doing that.
Then the weight tends to come back, and we don't have a lot of long-term data on this. So it's really hard to know, like 10 years down the road, what are the effects?
Okay.
Got a text here that says, hi, you guys. I believe Dr. Zorba Pastor said it best. It's all about calories in, calories out. Enjoying the show, Bill. And that is true, but sometimes you just can't get as active as you want to be. Because, I mean, but here's the thing, Jim. On my little app, okay, the new little app I got on my phone, it says about how many calories. It's discouraging how few calories you know you can run for like half an hour and you just burnt what would be like, you know, a glass of chocolate milk maybe, or a couple of cookies maybe. I mean, in order to burn it all off, I mean, you've got to be really true.
It's not about that. You
stop
have to
eating.
Exercise is good, but it really is about diet.
Pot. Wow. Doctor, I'm embarrassed. You're, it's like when your parents fight in front of you. Yeah. Can you stick around? This is really good stuff and really important stuff. A
couple more questions on that.
Only if Kristen. You two will stop fighting.
Okay. You always do that to me, Dad. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, at the center of a raid by Israeli forces. IDF officials saying that Hamas is operating from tunnels underneath the facility. ABC's Matt Gutman.
Within Al-Shifa, the situation desperate. Doctors telling us fuel and supplies have run out. Workers now saying they were forced to use gardening tools and their bare hands to bury scores of decomposing bodies in a mass grave.
We managed to bury around 180 bodies within the hospital.
You have buried 180 bodies from within the hospital in that mass grave?
Absolutely, yeah.
U.S. officials insisting that a ceasefire would only help Hamas militants. President Biden in San Francisco for the Asian Pacific Summit. The highlight of the trip expected to be a sit-down with China's president. White House officials say a key goal of the talks will be managing competition between the two countries. This is ABC News.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of Republican voting rules are one step closer to becoming constitutional amendments. One of the proposed amendments, passed by the state Senate Tuesday, would require voters to show a photo ID issued by the state of Wisconsin. Another would require voters in Wisconsin to be U.S. citizens. A third would ban local governments and elections officials from using private donations to pay for their work. Wisconsin schools are doing better, according to the latest accountability report cards from the State Department of Public Instruction. 378 public school districts were evaluated, and 94% of them met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. DPI says achievement improved from last year to this year, though for many schools and districts, this year's performance is lower than before the pandemic. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed, reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC Tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 61 today. Under clear skies, west winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows around 39. Highs level off around 64 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 43.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
Thanksgiving will be here soon, and I can't wait to spend the day with family and friends just catching up, playing games, and settling in for a big turkey dinner. This may sound weird, but my favorite part of a big turkey dinner is the gravy. I pour it on my turkey, potatoes, stuffing, and there's always plenty of Village Heart Thinner Rolls to help soak up every drop. And whether you prefer classic white or wheat, 12 grain or sweet Hawaiian, a basket of warm Village Heart Thinner Rolls is the natural choice for Thanksgiving dinner.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS with Dr. Kristen in the house. Talking about a couple of old fat guys. You and me. I just let's just cut to the chase. That's pretty much
what we're talking about. Between break, we're going on Todd's like, hey, you guys, we're coming back on. But we were just talking about...
I need to apologize.
Okay, it's about time.
I'm that guy at times when I'm around one of two types of people, an attorney or a doctor. I hedge my way around to get like free advice and things like that. And I know you people,
you do that with a lot more than attorneys like and doctors.
That. I know I do. I'm that guy. I'm calling it on myself, calling my own fault. I apologize.
So
for
what
that.
Kind of?
Don't I invited you? You invited me. But
you used to watch
when the chefs
Todd,
come in. What kind of stuff you guys make?
That's
now,
true. You're
you
right.
Know?
You're
I mean,
right.
Chefs.
I know.
It's everything.
How
dry.
Do I get that seasoning? I know.
Right.
Todd,
yeah.
Did you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I saw a little bit of that. Yeah.
Okay. Because there's ones that Larry David, yep. He's at the golf club, and there's a doctor there, and Larry's like, hey, doctor, do me a favor, just take a look at this mole on my back. Just, well, I would say, get an appointment with your dermatologist. No, just right here, just come on, what are you doing here, doc? Can you just tell me? So I'm that guy, kind of. But really,
have you ever gone that far with it? Like, have you actually had somebody look at a mole?
Yeah. Maybe not a mole, but okay. Things. I had a really great friend who was a doctor, Dr. Al Cherkasky.
Yep.
Dr. Al from Kaukauna.
Who was your doctor, right?
Yeah.
Or pretty much your Psy?
He was all of Kaukauna.
He was all of Kaukauna. So he was such a good friend that I could literally call him and say, hey, Al, I got this, yada, yada. And he would take care of it.
And, you know, a shout out to our texter who mentioned Dr. Pastor. I used to live in Oregon, just south of Madison, and Dr. Pastor is an Oregon doctor.
So. Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous guy. He's on Wisconsin Public Radio. He does a lot of this kind of stuff in a different
Wow,
arena.
I love that. You lived in Oregon?
Yeah.
Remember, they used to have really good football teams years ago. High school football teams were really good.
It always goes back to the high school football.
It does, doesn't it? I don't know why it is. By the way, we did your alma mater this past Friday night.
I know.
A really tough game against Wanakee.
I watched
Felt so bad for them. And then coach was crying after the game when I interviewed him and everything. And, yeah, I felt bad for him. What a phenomenal season, though, Kaukauna had. Just phenomenal.
Really, the winning game, the season-winning game, was when they beat Kimberly.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
No question. I mean, for being the smallest school in that conference and winning that conference against the Kimberlys and the Fond du Lacs and the Ninas and the Appleton Norths, that's an incredible achievement. Incredible. That was cool.
Ghost proud.
Absolutely. No question about it.
Hey, that Dr. Zorro, he's been on for a long time.
Super long time. He's been on forever.
Like, yeah, a long, long time.
You know of him?
Oh, I think everybody's listened to him.
Oh.
He's been on PBS for, I don't know, 20
Ages.
Years.
Okay, again, the last time I saw PBS was Bob Ross. Probably.
No, but he's really more the radio.
Let's decide. Maybe there's a happy tree. Evergreen tree. He lives right there. Start with just touching
Todd's
the canvas.
Todd's always ready.
That's a dog whistle for Todd.
Bob Ross. No, Dr. Zorro is radio. I don't know if he's ever done.
Wisconsin Public Radio.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what he's on, and he's been giving out advice on vitamins and different things and call-in shows.
Okay, can I ask you that? Yeah. I read one article that said vitamins might be overrated.
Ooh. I tell you what.
Your opinion.
My doctor, who I won't tell you who he is, but has zero use for vitamins. I mean, he just thinks that is the biggest scam one of the biggest scams this country has gone through.
But my doctor has now like three different types, like vitamin D and different ones.
Scientifically, though, is it proven?
Well, I think it really depends. Like, are you eating a healthy diet that has all of the vitamins and the micronutrients?
Absolutely not.
Probably not. Like, most of us aren't.
Right.
So a daily multivitamin, not a bad idea. But all of these other supplements and things that you see on TV, like my biggest thing is, have you seen the fruits and veggies thing? They play it all the time. Like, that to me is such a joke, because what they are marketing to people is you don't have to eat fruits and vegetables. Like, that would be a good idea. Or you could take these supplements that cost $80 a bottle. Like, no, that does not replace your fruits and vegetables. Not even close. And actually, those are not FDA approved. None of those supplements are FDA approved. So you could take two bottles off the shelf that are right next to each other, and they could be very different in composition.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right. Maybe what she's saying is we should eat fruits and vegetables.
Well, you know, I saw that you said article in the Press Gazette the other day from that lady in Howard or Suamico where she makes those juices, and they're 100% fruits and vegetable type things,
but then,
with like no sugar.
Which is great.
Right.
But you don't get the fiber, and our bodies need the fiber, which helps
to... Is that from like the apple peel and stuff like that? Is that the best part?
It just all, the whole apple. I mean, the peel's great, but like the apple itself, the carrot itself, the kiwi itself, that helps to clear you out, and it gives you good poops, John.
But, oh, okay. Thank you for that. what did I say? That's where did that come from?
We're just assuming, John.
Right.
There's an issue there.
She's done a diagnosis on why you're bloated, and she's
hey, you know,
I knew that question was coming.
Have you ever had a like completely 100% like very invasive, for lack of other word, physical? It's pretty incredible the things you guys can look up, isn't it?
Look up.
What are we talking about?
Jeez, John.
What? No, I'm just saying.
It's called a colonoscopy.
Well, no, I'm just saying. But you know what? I had one. Okay, I got to tell you something funny, though. Okay. So I had one a year ago. All right. Uh-huh.
Good.
It's the first one I ever had. Okay, but
what? You waited that long?
Oh, Johnny, you should have.
45. The new recommendation is 45.
Did they find any
polyps? I don't have to go back for 5 years.
Oh, that's a short interval. They must have found something.
Mine's 10.
Yeah. Usually it's 10.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Mr. Polyp.
I'm going to need to take a look at your report.
I wasn't sure where you were going there.
At your report.
Here's the funny part is, right? You know, when they first sedate you a little bit, like, you know, before they take you down, and the nurse or whomever, she goes, okay, can you do me a favor? I'm like, yeah. She goes, can you settle a bet? I'm like, what? Can you settle a bet with all the people, all the nurses here and everything? I'm like, sure. She goes, are you the John Mino from radio?
Oh, the legendary John Mino.
And I go, yeah. She goes, I told you I went. She goes, okay, let's get ready for your colonoscopy. It's like, no, I want to be really anonymous here. No. Wow.
And good night.
Yeah.
That is good stuff, man. Yeah. I mean, you wake, it's, yeah, that.
Yeah. But you know what? That's really overrated.
What?
Colonoscopies.
No.
Like, how do you mean?
No. Everybody's afraid of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God. You don't even know what. I thought it was a piece of cake. I was the way people talk about it versus how it really is.
But Johnny, it's the prep that people.
Well, I know, but.
That's what people don't like.
I think it's two things. I think the prep is hard. Yeah. I mean, it's really hard for some people, especially. But the other thing is, it's very personal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people don't like the idea of, like, you're vulnerable, you're sleeping, and, you know, and someone is putting a thing in a thing that you don't want them to put something into.
Hey, this is John Mino here, everybody.
Yeah. However,
John Mino here for my colonoscopy. Hey.
However, the colonoscopies for the men that are listening.
For everyone.
Women is what you're saying.
But when you're talking about the...
it seems like guys are more reluctant that's what to do it than women.
I was trying to get to that point. And even, you know, we lost some great people because they refused to have somebody doing that to them. You know?
Well, Katie Kirk was one of the first proponents when she lost her husband at like 42.
Yeah.
And Vince Lombardi, he's one of the guys. And
he would not go to the doctors.
My doctor told me that. He's like, look, I'm nobody sticking this up. And he's like, you know.
And it's hard to believe with Vince Lombardi that he was only in his early 50s.
Oh, no.
You know, we think of him as being this, you know, very old guy who retired and whatever. He was early 50s
when
he died.
We're all older than Lombardi when he died.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So we, and it's like, it's just, you need to do that. And the good thing is after you get a colonoscopy and they tell you, look, you know, things look great. I'll see in 10 years or 5 years.
5 years.
You just have you're not worried. Because I think people sometimes don't go to the doctor because they're afraid of what they're going to hear. And that's a terrible, terrible excuse, because the earlier we catch it, the more we can help. Or
this
the more
is
you can
colonoscopy
help.
Talk with Jim Mino and Dr. Kristen.
But it goes back to preventive care, too, because when you go to see your doctor for preventive care, you talk about all your risk factors and stuff, too, and you talk about your family history. If you've got a family history of cancer, sometimes those cancers cluster, and maybe you have a gene or a predisposition, so you need to be screened more often.
But this country, we have it backwards because the money we spend on healthcare, you know, the 2 cents is preventative out of the dollar, and 98 is after the fact. And mm-hmm. we've got to come up with more incentives. You go there and you get a gift card, but we have got to get more people to see the doctor on a regular basis earlier. And I don't know if it's $100 to Quick Trip or what it is, but we have got to get we just have to get more to prevent it, because we spend a tremendous amount of money in this country on after when it's too late. And you look mm-hmm. at, I mean, Steve Jobs, everybody talks about him, but I mean, you know, these guys with these egos, or people, not guys, just people with these, I'm not going to have someone do that. Get in. It's free. And we have great health care. I mean, you're super nice. Most doctors I've dealt with have been just great bedside manner. And I just hope people, you know, as we set New Year's resolutions, or as your insurance comes to a close this year, get in there and do the physical. It doesn't take that long, a little blood draw, and you can learn so much in such a little bit of time.
And what? If you have insurance, your preventive care is free.
It is.
It's free.
One thing I want to touch on, Jim touched on this just a little bit. This is something that the advances seem really great over the last few years, but the DNA type of testing to see if people are predisposed. I know for women with breast cancer, that's a big thing now. Is that going to be more in the forefront of other things that they could do a test and see what you're predisposed for?
I think we are at the precipice of a very different healthcare landscape. Okay. And, you know, by the way, I should mention, most breast cancers, not genetically related. Most are just spontaneous.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. 1 in 8 women in this country will develop breast cancer in her life, and most of them, by far, are spontaneous.
Because I remember when Angelina Jolie, that was a big story, remember?
She has the genes.
So do you think that was proper for her to do that? I mean, was that, or not proper, but I mean, that was, yeah. So if you get, okay. But are we getting close to that then, though, or some of the, like my dad died of prostate cancer. And sometimes they say, well, if you're, you know, so are there tests that people can do now through DNA that will, you know, give red flags?
There are many tests, and they're always changing, which is why it's important to have a relationship with your healthcare provider. But yeah, some people are getting their whole genome sequenced so they can see where those soft spots are. That's a whole other thing, because then, you know, you look at your DNA and you're like, whoa, some of these things might never affect you, but some of these things might have a huge impact on you. And that now you're carrying all of that around, trying to decide how to make good decisions for yourself. And what to do in the future. Like, do you want to have children if you have some faulty genes that you know could be a problem down the road? You know, these are a lot of ethical questions, and they can really make your life very complicated.
Wow. Interesting stuff.
With all that said, though, I and how you may be predisposed for certain things, at the end of the day, over 80% of it is your lifestyle.
A lot of it. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's very high.
It's much higher than people say, hey, look, my dad had this, my uncle had this, you know, heart disease, and I'm going to have heart disease, man. My dad died of that. It's like, nah, you don't really need, that's not really true. You're right. Your dad died of heart disease, but if you would eat and exercise, it doesn't mean you're going to get it. Maybe it's not, I don't want to argue numbers with a doctor, but I'm saying that people have more control of their life than they think they do.
Yeah, we talked about this on the break. I mean, heart disease is the number one killer of people in this country. And we were mentioning this earlier. Obesity rates have risen like crazy. We're sedentary. We're not eating healthy foods. There are many things that we can do, but they're not easy things. They're not as easy as, you know, buying that supplement off the internet and suddenly you're better. You have to put the time in. You've got to get out and get the regular exercise. You've got to strength train. You've got to eat the healthier foods. That's how you get to the point where you reduce your risk for cancer and heart disease and other
problems.
John,
you want to pass that kringle over? Okay, go ahead, Doc.
You know, one of the things, one thing you mentioned, though, that never used to be mentioned, and things do evolve so much. I remember when, you know, it's kind of like in the Anchorman, the movie Anchorman. It goes, yeah, my wife and I were going jogging. I believe it's a soft J. And that's really like 1978, 79. That's when jogging like first started. But now the big thing is strength training. You hear so much more about strength training than you used to.
Yeah, it makes our bones stronger, too. So especially for women, postmenopausal women, we don't have enough estrogen. Our bones start to get weaker. we become more susceptible to fractures. So if we can get more women out there to do strength training, we are going to reduce another risk factor, which
is
fractures.
And I just want to say something. Just a wonderful lady who lives here just walked by. She's in a walker, okay? Mm-hmm. She's out there every single day. Mm-hmm. So for all these people, myself included, that always come up with excuses why you can't get it. She's
you
out
can.
There, rain, shine, doesn't matter how cold it is. She's got a walker that she's using, and she walks every single day.
She does.
God bless her. God bless her. Doctor, can you stick around? We were going to have you on for one segment, and we're just going to keep on for the show.
Go.
Is that okay?
All
right.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, back with Dr. Kristen right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
KRP. Living on the air in Green Bay and WGBW. And WISS and
close enough.
You didn't watch this show, huh? This is one of my all-time favorite shows. And the reason we're bringing ourselves, Todd's doing this because
why?
Last week, it's like, who does Dr. Kristen really, really, really look like? And we came up with Bailey WKRP.
That's why we're doing it. Okay.
Yes.
I think it's because I was wearing my glasses.
Yes, you were. That's smart. What it was. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Because they're exactly her type of glasses. And you had your hair out and kind of like whatever. Yeah. You know, when she was first coming in, she'd have all, and now she's wearing a Packer cap.
I know, you're looking pretty chill today.
Our luster is worn off already.
I'm starting early because I'm really feeling the love for the Packers this weekend. Like, it's going to happen this weekend.
Ooh. Don't put too much money
that.
On that.
You know, the guy, I got to tell you, there's a guy here, a repairman, fixing the security system on the doors here, whatever, lives in a suburb of Milwaukee. Drives to almost every, he's such a Steelers fan, drives back and forth to Pittsburgh.
Wow.
For their games.
Really?
That's dedication.
They have a loyalty base,
oh,
though.
My God.
Those guys are good.
Incredible.
They're like us. They're
yeah.
Hey, this WKRP, why do they have a W?
Okay.
I thought the call letters were
K.
So everything east of the Mississippi,
okay,
or
right.
Most stations east of the Mississippi are W. West of the Mississippi are K. There are a few instances where it's flipped.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they started off being three letters, and then they made them four. And...
Well, then airport started off as two letters,
right?
You know, back, and then they went to three, and that's why, you know, there's LAX. It's
why like, is Chicago ORD or something like that?
If they went to three letters in the 30s, right? Am I right on this?
That's correct.
Okay. I don't know why O'Hare.
That seems like the weirdest one of all this, like Atlanta's ATL or whatever.
Right.
But that's just weird.
The
ORD, doctors, you know?
I don't have a clue.
Okay.
The X's.
I wondered, though.
But the X's are on there because those were old, old airports. And they're like, look, you guys, we need three letters.
So
like,
back in the old days, it was actually called Orchard Field Airport. So that's why the ORD is there, according to Google.
Oh, would have no idea that.
That makes sense. Okay.
Okay, so give us your contest, Todd.
So Kristen actually came in with this. She goes, how about if I've got a quiz that I found online to find out which character on WKRP you would be depending on the answers you
awesome.
Come up with.
Okay.
So I'm going to let her run the game.
Okay.
Right, okay. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Wait
a minute.
Let's start with John, okay?
Okay.
Okay. John.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you want to do if you worked at a radio station? DJ, news, management.
DJ.
Of course.
Yeah.
Duh.
All right.
Okay. Check. Okay. Now, the next one is like, it's a picture. So you have to pick your favorite hit album that was released while WKRP was on the air. So we've got
Blondie,
Parallel Lines. We've got Elton John's Single Man. Okay. Funkadelic. Mm-hmm. The Grease soundtrack. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. Kenny Rogers, The Gambler. Mm-hmm. Rod Stewart. Mm-hmm. Right. Rolling Stones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talking Heads. Mm-hmm. Yep. The Who. What's it going to be?
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. I wish I picked you for a Rod Stewart guy.
No, who'd you pick me for?
I thought maybe the Stones or the Who.
I was thinking the Who, maybe.
Yeah.
I was the first kid in my class to buy Tommy, and that was such a big thing.
If you're doing John's, what do you have, Jim? I'll do Jim's on this side.
Oh.
Jim, so the first question.
I can't check them both. Are you checking them?
Management Elton John.
Okay.
So that's
so are you checking
score.
For John?
I'm checking for John. Okay. You're checking for Jim. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah,
okay. We're like your overseers.
I like this.
What album, Jim, did you say?
I said Elton John.
Elton John. Gotcha.
And for the job, totally management. And
gotcha.
I would clean house. But anyway, go ahead.
Wow.
Sounds like some of the bosses I work for.
No. Okay. No reason. Just
got a purge coming up here.
Next question. What time do you usually wake up to start your day? Early, late, it varies.
Early. Don't have much choice.
Oh, yeah, totally early for me.
Okay.
I mean, that's
5.
Okay, now it's you have to pick a fabric or a textile that you want to wear. So we've got jeans, feather boa, buffalo plaid, tweed, some kind of obnoxious plaid, silky polka dots. Oh, that's gold lame, silver lame. We've got stripes, and then we've got
jeans. I live in jeans.
Yeah, I know.
Jim, I think that button-up shirt down there.
That's Jim right there.
There's no sweater vest here.
Okay,
so.
I know.
Dang.
That would be that's the button-down.
As the manager.
That's the Ivy League look.
As the manager, I would add vest to our attire.
With the Green Bay logo on it that you stole.
We'll request a modification.
All right.
Okay, what kind of a cup do you feel most comfortable drinking out of? A champagne flute? A plastic cup? A coffee mug.
Coffee mug.
Coffee.
Coffee.
All right.
Okay. Now choose the movie below that you liked best
came
out while WKRP was on the air.
Okay.
9 to 5. By the way, DePere High School doing 9 to 5 starting tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Okay, let's support this high school theater.
We have theater.
It's Southwest.
Got a text here.
Tomorrow
get
too.
This doctor in weekly. Such a great listening to her.
Okay. That was before we started all this.
All the nonsense.
Okay, 9 to 5.
9 to 5. All that jazz.
I don't know that.
Animal House.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I'm picking that for
you. Oh, my God.
Caddyshack. The Deer Hunter.
Oh, my God.
Which
Way But Loose.
Oh, my
God. Clint Eastwood. The Jerk. Mad Max. What a Xanadu then. What a great
era
for
movies. You don't love
Xanadu?
Xanadu.
I had a big crush on Olivia Newton-John, though.
Who didn't?
I know,
who
right?
Who didn't?
So, Jim, what do you choose out of that?
I looked at, so there was 9 to 5, all that jazz.
All that jazz. I would have picked that for you.
Jazz. I mean, I know which one it would be. Which one do you think it would be? It'd be between one of three, Deer
Animal
Hunter,
for you?
Animal House, or Caddyshack.
For you?
Yeah.
Well, I would say Caddyshack for you, but I don't know.
Caddyshack it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait. Scrolling. Which genre of music would you prefer to listen to?
Okay.
Country, jazz, pop, rock, soul, or I don't like
music. Is it old rock? Like rock from that era?
Let's not get specific.
Okay,
here.
Sorry. All right. Because that was the end of the disco era, and I was not a disco fan.
It doesn't say disco, though.
Doesn't
Let's go
take
rock.
Disco. I'm going to go rock.
We're going rock for Mino. We're going to go jazz, I think, for Jim.
But jazz can get...
Adult contemporary.
This is not a commitment. It is an online quiz.
Yeah, Jim.
Quiz.
I mean, it's just an online quiz, Jim.
I don't like music.
Todd, would you go with... No, you can't
ask somebody else. It's you.
Okay, but country... Well, let's just go
now,
do it real
hey,
quick.
Todd, you know I never voted for him. So indecisive.
10-0.
You've got
country,
1 minute, guys.
Country, jazz, pop, rock, soul. I don't like music.
I'm going...
Huh? Oh, my God.
Pop.
1 minute.
Dad, come on.
1 minute. Okay, pop.
Pop.
Okay,
got it.
Pop. Okay, what is the grooviest 70s show other than WKRP? Brady Bunch, Charlie's Angels, Jefferson's, MASH, Mork and Mindy, or Taxi?
I gotta go with MASH.
MASH.
Oh, I hated MASH.
Jim. You're the only person that hated MASH.
Yeah, Dick, come on. Okay, what else?
That's one of the greatest TV
shows
of all
time. That's the last one.
So who does that make us like?
We gotta wrap it up.
All right, look at the time.
Okay, Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
Oh, God.
Okay, okay. John, you are Andy Travis.
Oh, I can see
that's
that.
Cool, right?
He's cool. I'll take Andy.
Who would you guess Jim is?
Les Nessman.
No, no. He's actually Carlson.
Mr. Arthur Carlson. Yeah. We're out of time. Dr. Kristen, thank you so much. You're awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, always a joy.
In. Awesome. Mind of the Mayor, back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.